You're listening to the world famous Chick Whisperer podcast. And now, here's your host, Scott McKay.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, guys. The Chick Whisperer episode number 28 is on. Glad to be here and glad to have you listening in. Now, listen, guys, long before there was ever a seduction community, even before Eric Weber's How to Pick Up Girls, Doc Love had already gotten started asking over 10,000 women what they want. Not what they say they want, but what they actually respond to, which is usually, as you know, something completely different. And most importantly, what causes them to stay with a particular guy. Now, he got his start with this in 1964. That's like when the Beatles hit town. All of this gave birth to Doc's unique system and has been the basis for his syndicated weekly radio show, Understanding Women for Men Only, which is on the air in a city near you or on the internet. Notably, AskMen.com also features Doc's articles regularly. Now, in his own words, Doc coaches men to act like men and not the idiots they're made out to be on daytime TV. Commercials, movies, all, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They all do the same thing. They make us basically look like idiots. So Doc's unique system helps men to recognize women that are wrong for them and gives them the best shot to succeed with women that are right for them. Nothing wrong with any of that. I've been fortunate enough to know Doc Love for about 2.5 years now, starting when I was honored to be a guest on his radio show. Since then, he's joined me on the Virtuosity program, but I've got to tell you, there are not a lot of outside interviews with this guy, which is why I'm particularly excited to have him on the Chick Whisperer show today. Most recently, one of my new friends here in San Antonio, completely out of the blue, came out with the fact that he owes having met the woman of his dreams to this guy. Now, with that, I knew I had to bring him on the show. So, Doc Love, all the way from Oceanside, California, home of the Marine Corps' Camp Pendleton. Welcome.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Doing great, man. Glad to have you here.
Good.
Now, today we're going to devote this show to one of your favorite concepts, which is a woman's interest level. And I know you love to talk about that. But first, we're going to do what we customarily do, Doc, and we're going to listen to a voicemail. Ready for this?
Yeah.
This is Bill from Washington, D.C.
Hey, Scott. Hey, I'm really enjoying your podcast. And I have to say, after listening to the series for about a week, almost nonstop, I am a believer, and I'm out there exercising your techniques. So the good news is that I'm out there meeting a lot of women, and that's quite exciting. But the other thing I just figured out is that, yes, women do like men and men like women. You know, you guys said that. And so now that I've discovered this, I have all of these women that I have their phone numbers, and they seem like good quality women, and I need to date them. And I just realized dating multiple women or meeting women, you know, in the course of a week or a month is very expensive. And I'm not a cheapskate at all. But once you buy a couple drinks and if the date's going well, maybe get some chicken wings, you're up to about $60 to $70 to $80 in the Washington metropolitan area. And if you multiply that by 4 dates a week, you're up to talking about $300 to $400 a week just in dating expense. So, that can get kind of expensive. So my question is, you know, given that we're doing your techniques properly, how do we handle this? Do we really need to take these women out to meet them? And do we really need to buy drinks? And do we really need to buy the chicken wings and nachos and spend $60 to $70? Or what are other types of dates that we can do that aren't so expensive that give a man and a woman a chance to connect and see if you know, they want to go to dating or multiple dates to see where it might go. So please help me out, and I think this is something that hopefully everybody will be interested in. So, Ben, I'll be listening to your podcast. Take care. Bye.
All right, Doc, man, I'm just going to give you the floor because I know you're all over this. What would you tell Bill?
Yeah, what Bill is doing, when he gets a home phone number, what he wants to wait a week to call because 90% of the guys call within 2 days, which is predictable. Women love mystery. So when you wait a week, they're wondering whether or not you're going to call or not. While they're wondering, they're raising their feelings toward you. Let's say you meet a girl, you get her home phone number, and her interest level is 65. When you wait a week to call her, it goes up to 70 without you doing anything because you're waiting. Because predictably, all the other guys she's gotten rid of all call within 2 days. So women's main complaint with men is that they come in too fast. So I teach men how to go in super slowly, so in this way they can never be accused of pressuring the woman. Now, when he waits a week to call, he's not going to ask her out for a big date because that could cost him, you know, like the caller said, it could cost him, you know, $40, $50, $60, $70. And, you know, he meets this girl at a party or a wedding. He talks 10 or 15 minutes, maybe at a club, gets the phone number. He doesn't know her at all, so he doesn't want to invest $50, $60, $70. What he's going to do is call her on a Sunday and ask her for a Thursday because you want to go out 4 or 5 days. You don't want to ask them for the next 2 or 3 days because they're either busy or it's disrespectful to them to do that. And ask her, say, hey, I want to meet you at Starbucks at 6 o'clock on Thursday at 14th and Arizona, and here's the phone number, and I'll meet you there at 6 o'clock. Can you make it? She says, yeah. Then he's got to go talk to her from 6 to 6:45, walk her out to the car, and go back in. He's going to meet at 7 o'clock, and he's going to have one from 7 to 7:45, and then one 8 to 8:45. So he had 3 dates in 1 night, and it cost him $21.
You could just keep a table in the back at Starbucks.
Yeah, that's it.
On a schedule.
I'm not going to spend $50 on a stranger. No. I don't know this girl. I just met her at a party and talked to her for 10 minutes. I don't know who the heck she is.
All right, well, Doc, man, what if she starts running her mouth, or you start running her mouth, or you really like her, and you kind of look at the watch and go, man, I've got to end this in the next 5 minutes because another one's coming. How do you handle it?
Well, you just say, Caprice, very nice talking to you. Come on, I'll walk you to the car. And she'll say, oh, okay. I thought we could talk a little longer. I said, no, I'm real busy. But look at it. It's really been nice meeting you. Look at it. I'll walk you out to the car. Walk her out to the car, and hopefully she says, I'd like to see you later, or please give me a call, or it was nice meeting you. I'd like to see you again. You're looking for a verbal buying signal, or hopefully when you were sitting next to her at the coffee shop, not 8 feet away, she was able to tap your arm or your leg. Again, you're looking for buying signals, which means she approves of you.
Right.
But if she doesn't ask you any personal question, if she stares at the waiter, she looks around the room, she yawns, she answers her cell phone, that's your last date. It costs you $7.
Yeah, totally agreed. What if she's just an incredible poker face, though? What if she's the kind of woman that says, you know, I want the guy to tell me that it's time for a second date. I'm not going to give him that kind of clue.
Well, the thing is this, it doesn't matter what she does. The point is this, if she doesn't say to you, I want to see you again, or please call me again, then I throw the number away. If she didn't show me any buying signals, I'm out of there.
You're going to have to be telling the women out there, look, if you want a second date with a guy, you need to show him some sort of interest.
Yeah. Hey, look, I had a nice time, John. Please give me a call. She didn't say I want to get married. She didn't say I want to have his babies. She just says, give me a call. I'd like to see you again. But if she doesn't give me any hope, I'm not going to try to turn somebody on who doesn't dig me. My number two rule is this. Never try to keep somebody who doesn't want to keep you, or in this case, who doesn't give you any buying signals. And so the guy, his interest level is 90, and so he's projecting his interest level into her. Well, if my interest level is 90, hers has got to be 92. It doesn't have anything to do with reality. So the man, when he gets conned by his own feelings, he becomes subjective, and his ego is saying, don't listen to Doc, love, she likes you. She's just a little shy. She just came out of a relationship. Her mother is sick. You know, her parakeet had a heart attack. So men rationalize for her not coming on to him.
Yeah, we take her excuses seriously. And
yeah, and it's not excuses. It's low interest level.
I know. You know what? I can agree more with you because women will say, hey, you know what? I just don't have time for a relationship. People move mountains when the right person comes
along. That's right. They'll do backflips.
Big priority.
I've seen the most quiet, shy girl turn into a talk-a-thon expert if she finds the right turkey, I tell you.
All right, we talked about Starbucks. I want to get back to Bill's point. He wants to know some more ideas. Let's say you've had that first Starbucks date. You got your little racket going on where you have a table in the back at Starbucks. Now you decide you like her and you want to do something on date two. I don't have to take her to Roosters now, do I?
Take her out for pizza and pool.
How about maybe like a go to the park or go to a museum?
Yeah, you go to a park, or you know, you can do something on a Sunday afternoon. Pick her up at 1 o'clock, and take a bag of chicken. You know, lay out a basket. You know, girls like to do that. Do something different. The point is this: if she's a mercenary, she won't endure poverty.
What's a mercenary?
A mercenary is a gold digger.
Well, we should be on the lookout.
Scott, how much is your W-2? That's what a mercenary is. She looks at you as an income-producing machine. That's all she looks at you as.
Kind of like how women do not appreciate when a guy just looks at a woman as a sex object. When a woman is just seeing a guy as an ATM machine, we would be just as offended.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And neither one is right.
Thanks for voicemailing us, Bill. And I tell you what, because you were so kind to send us a great message like that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a copy of my book, and it has an audiobook right with it called Deserve What You Want. And if you guys want to check that out, that was my first book ever. It's what started everything here, and that's at www.deservewhatyouwant.com/men. And I tell you what, Bill, you have inspired me. On this month's Power Session, we're going to cover what I call recession dating. Actually, it's kind of a buzzword lately. But I think with the pennies getting pinched a little tighter than always, what we're talking about here today would be a great subject to expound upon at length. And that's what we're going to do. So when you guys snag the book, go ahead and snag a free month of Power Sessions, and I will have that for you very shortly. Well, I'll tell you what, Doc. You talked about our interest level, which I know is a major soapbox of yours, and you started mentioning numbers like 65, an interest level of 90. Why is it so important for a guy to look at everything in terms of how he's interacting with women, especially when he first meets her, through this filter?
Because what he's looking at, he's finding out if she's amiable to his charms. You go out with a girl and she sees you and she says, oh, he's a nice looking guy, but he's not my type. She ends up 45 minutes with you and will talk to you. She'll be polite, but her eyes won't get big. She won't play with her hair. She won't lean into you. She won't give you a tap. You can see the lack of enthusiasm is her lack of interest level. Find this out when you ask the most important question. You meet a girl at a party or a wedding. I see this girl at the wedding, and she's a knockout. I go up to her, and I said, hi, what's your name? She says, my name's Caprice. I shake her hand. I say, nice to meet you. And then I don't say anything. I don't give her my name until when?
Until she asks for it.
And half the women don't ask.
Well, how do you make sure she asks for it? How can a guy?
Well, you don't. She doesn't say anything. I just say, nice meeting you, Caprice, and I walk off. Or I can walk up and say, what's your name? She says, my name's Caprice. I say, my name's Doc. I talk to her 2 hours. I dance with her. I ask her for the phone number, and she says, I have a boyfriend, and I wasted 2 hours.
What can a guy do to increase the chances of a woman having interest in him when he first meets her?
He's got to pass the physical. She's got to look like the way he looks. So he should be overdressed, you know, smile, white teeth, great watch, great shoes, at the worst, black jeans, no shorts, no blue jeans, a great sports shirt or nice sweater, nice blazer. Always overdress. Then he's going to talk to her. Within 2 to 5 minutes, she has an impression of him. She'll say 65. My interest level is 65. I'm gone over the guy. My interest level is 85. But then he starts talking, and it drops to 70 because he's an idiot. He's saying and doing all the wrong things. So his looks don't help. You can be a great-looking guy, but unless you got backup with confidence, control, challenge, the three strength male qualities of turn her on and keep her on, you're not going to last, pretty boy.
Talk to me about confidence, control, and challenge. How can a guy work on that?
By memorizing the dating dictionary, which I call my system at doclove.com. I will show you what to say and what not to say and how to approach women and how to keep them tantalized and keeping you out of divorce court.
Well, you got to throw some candy at the parade, man. Give me an example. What can we look forward to?
Humor.
Make her
memorizing
laugh.
Materials, humor, keeping it positive and light. Don't look at her chest. Don't talk about sex. Don't talk about your ex-girlfriends. Keep the conversation uplifting and positive.
So who should do most of the talking? Should you let her do the talking, or how do you lead a conversation so she's interested?
So I said, what's your favorite thing to do? Where'd you go to school? Did you live on a farm? Were you a cheerleader? If you won $1 million, what would you do? What's your favorite hobby? If you didn't have to work, what would you do? Then ask her questions on her answers.
So nothing like yes, no, right?
Yeah, no, you don't want that. You want to get this girl in the conversation. If she has no interest levels, she'll give you yeses and nos. I don't have a hobby.
Yeah, that's a low interest level.
They don't help you. See, what they do is when they're not interested, you know, a guy says, well, how do I get women to talk to me? You got to find one who's interested in you. That's how you get them to talk to you. The women that just stand there and look through you, they're getting rid of you by silence. It's not that you don't have a personality. She's not interested, so she doesn't help you. So she just says no and then looks at you like you're a dummy. You do that 3 or 4 times, you say, well, I'm not getting anywhere with this girl, and I walk off. But don't look at yourself as being wrong. She just doesn't dig you. The next guy, she'll be talking of like a parrot.
You know what I'm picking up on here is the fact that these women aren't saying get lost and throwing a martini at you as long as you're being nice. It's up to you to figure out that they're trying not to be rude. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Eye contact, you mentioned like her looking around the room kind of like she's trying to find an escape hatch.
Yeah.
And if she's smiling and she keeps talking to you, that is a very good sign that she's at least
that's a good sign, but you got to watch. Is she watching you, looking at your eyes? Is she lean forward once in a while? Is she a little enthusiastic? Does she help you with a conversation?
Right, exactly. Or is she just leaving you there to flounder, hoping
you'll... flounder. If you flounder, it's not that... I have a lot of guys say, you know, what am I going to talk about? You ask her 5 or 6 questions about herself. If she doesn't help you with that, she's not interested in you. There's no magic sentences all of a sudden she's going to start, oh, yeah, let's talk about that. It's not going to happen. You got to probe. And there's another thing. You can go into the Thursday paper, and it shows you all the things that are going on the weekends that are free. And there's conventions. I mean, there's free concerts. You know, you can go to a museum. There's a lot. If you live in a big city, there's no excuses for things to do.
You know what, Bill, getting back to your question, I know we already covered it, but I was actually on Twitter.com this morning asking the simple question, okay, there's a recession going on. How do I go on dates without spending a lot of money in preparation for the show today? 90% of the responses came from women. Women were like, we're all for you not spending a whole lot of money. We don't want to feel guilty. So, guys, you're thinking all the women out there are gold diggers and they just want you to take them to Morton Steakhouse or something. I'm telling you, women were giving me massive amount of help. So what Doc's telling you is absolutely correct. They want to be taken to these artsy-fartsy places. They want to go to the park. I mean, obviously, if you live in Minnesota right now and it's March 2nd when we're doing this particular podcast recording, that's not going to be a good idea. But you can go ice skating. You can find things to do that aren't going to cost you a lot of money. And here's the newsflash. The women are up for it. They're the ones creating the ideas, hoping some guy will come along and do that. Now, Doc, I want to talk more about how guys can increase this interest level in women. What are the patterns a guy would be looking for? I mean, the same thing happening over and over again, but guys just won't get it. How does a guy know there's something clear he has to work on, and how does he know what that is?
Well, that's what my system points out. You don't talk about this, and you don't talk about that, and you don't do this, and you don't do that. All you got to do is shower, shave, and smile, and do what I tell you, and everything will work out. And going out with a woman, a guy's going to see where his mistakes are.
By trial and error.
By trial and error. But the point is this. When he goes, see, a lot of the love doctors, they'll tell you 4 things to do, okay? And 3 of them are right. And the 4th one says, when you feel like you're getting close to her, take her hand. Uh-huh. And I said, you don't know when the right time to touch is. Only she does. Let her initiate touching. And don't touch back.
I agree with you 1,000%. All these guys are talking about Kino escalation. Guys ask me all the time, okay, I met this woman online. When I meet her, do I hug her or do I shake her hand? And you know what my answer is? No.
Neither. If she puts her hand out, I mean, don't, you know, you're going to shake it then. But if she wants to hug you, then go ahead. But I'm not into hugging. To me, that's for grandmas. But maybe you're on your second date and all of a sudden she moves over next to you. Then if she puts her hand on top of your arm, then she puts her left arm around your back. Then she puts her right hand over your left arm. You're not going to react. I want this girl to be all over you like a octopus on a diver. When you don't react, she thinks you're missing it. And she thinks he's in control, and she comes at you. And she's out of control because she's now become the aggressor, and you're passive, and you just sit there and wait. Patience is the key to women, but guys can't see that. The biggest mistake guys think is you've got to be proactive to raise interest level all the time. And you don't. When you wait a week to call her, you're raising interest level. They can't understand that. Well, I got to get in there and talk. Yeah, get in there and talk and lower interest level with your stupid statements. Unless it's funny, unless it's light, unless it raises interest level, don't talk about it. So most guys won't be able to talk.
Yeah.
Keep it light. Keep it funny. No heavy subjects. No negatives. No put-downs.
And don't talk about your boat and your Corvette and your job.
No braggadocio. No. We're not going to need bragging. A good girl will want you to have a good job, but she doesn't care about your toys. And half of the rich guys, one of the biggest complaints I had from girls who go out with rich guys, girls and women, of course, let's say, is that half of the guys brag about their possessions.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a house in Del Mar. I drive a Ferrari. I got two racehorses. No, you know, you're not going to let her find out that stuff. In fact, on my radio show a couple weeks ago, I just did a deal on a guy in England. He picked up this woman in an old beat-up car and took her on cheap dates. Turned out I think he earned like $10 million in a lottery in London. And so what he did was, after he got engaged to the girl, he told her, and she was a little mad, but he says, I can understand it, you know, because all the girls will be after you, after your money.
Yeah, well, see, the guys who have the money are smart enough to know what the result of flaunting all that money with women is.
Yeah, but the point is, you don't want a girl to like you for your toys.
Exactly.
If you go BK, she's not going to want to go out and get a job for you and help you. A lot of guys lose their money. A lot of guys are getting fired on Wall Street. Those big banks are making $100, $150 a year. Now they're out of a job. So is the girlfriend going to hang around? In times of stress, you'll find out what she's made of. I don't want it when you got a house payment and two kids. She's going to leave you.
Not after you're married.
Too late.
Yeah, a lot of women are saying, hey, you know what? I want to know who this guy is under all of this. Is this some front for him not having a life or not being a real person or not being worth getting to know? So, yeah, I know we're running out of time. I want to touch on one more thing before we close, because I talk a lot about men being leaders and women liking a guy who leads. And you just talked about passivity. And I want you to clarify exactly what you mean by that, because I think it's in a certain context associated with helping a woman become more attracted to you. And I like what you're saying, which is why I want to clarify it.
Yeah, you have to be assertive. When you walk into a restaurant, I see lots of times where the woman will pick the table.
Yeah.
He's just tagging along like a little seeing eye dog.
Bingo.
Yeah. And what you should do anyway, you should have five or six restaurants that you work out of. You want a cowboy joint, a jazz place. You want a club with dance music. You want a place to shoot pool that's high class. And, you know, if you live in a big city, you got to find these five or six places that you like. And that's what I call your run. So you're good for five or six dates with this. And you know where to sit. And you know the bartender. And you know the maitre d'. So when you walk in there, you're not going to be sitting down to some guy clanging the dishes.
Yeah, so they don't have to be expensive. They just have to be places where you know you can feel a sense of control when you're on that date.
And they got a personality. When you walk her into this restaurant, I want her to say, how did you find this place? If she doesn't say that, you haven't found the best place in town. And it's not money. It could be a little Chinese or Italian restaurant, someplace where the waiters sing, or they have a big aquariums, or they got waterfalls. Look around the city. You'll find them. They're out there, unique places.
When you have a few of them like that, then you can adjust the plan according to what you think might be according to the woman's...
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Awesome.
But if she's a good girl, she doesn't care what you do. Because going out is just an excuse to be with you.
Exactly.
All right? So awesome. The thing is, if she's saying, well, I want Chateaubriand and I want lobster, otherwise I don't go out.
Yeah.
And I said, fine, you know, I'll pick it up at the market. We'll cook it at your house on the first date. Oh, no, I didn't mean that. Goodbye. Next. Time to flush it.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, none other than Doc Love. You can find out more about this guy at www.thechickwhisperer.com/Doc Love. Or heck, you can just go to www.doclove.com.
Doclove.com, that's it.
Baby. When's your show air?
Show's at 7 o'clock in New York, 4 o'clock in California, midnight in London on Friday nights. And it's a one-hour show. We also have a free column once a week. We explain to a guy what he's doing wrong. If you do everything right, she can't get rid of you. We also explain the game that this girl is running on your head that you naively believe is the truth. Because you got to figure out, what's your agenda? Why is this girl really with you?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, Scott. Thanks a lot.
You got it, man. Guys, if you haven't picked up a copy of Twiduction yet, in order to pick up women on Twitter, meet some of these high-quality women that are on Twitter.com, you need to go get you some. You do that at www.twiduction.com, twiduction.com. You get on my newsletter. It's all F-R-E-E free. Get on our forum, if you haven't done that already, thechickwhisperer.com/forum. And I will have a major, major announcement for you the next show regarding our new program, including all the big four and more. So be on the lookout for that. And as always, I appreciate every single one of you guys who listen in from all over the world. This is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications. Until we talk again on episode number 29, be good.
The Chick Whisperer podcast is copyright 2009 by X and Y Communications. All rights reserved worldwide. Be sure to sign up for the X and Y Communications newsletter at www.thechickwhisperer.com. This is Ed Roy Odom speaking for the Chick Whisperer podcast.